So this is the Angelic Teens course, and this is class 3, which is on relationships, those fun things that just make life so incredibly interesting. So, how is the whole working with angels thing going for you?
I guess okay. I don't know what I'm supposed to be expecting. I'm not really I don't know. Maybe I don't know if I'm not doing something right, or maybe I'm I don't know.
Well, so you give them a list of what it is you want to create in your life, right?
Right.
And you check in with them every day and see how things are going.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm not saying what I'm supposed to say. I call on my angelic team or my angelic staff, and I thank them. And I might have added a couple more things to my list. And that's all I say. And then later on, I thank them before I go to bed.
So are you seeing any results?
Not really. I'm not going to say not really. Nothing since the last time that we spoke. Well, not the last time we spoke, but since last Monday. Since we have begun the whole thing, I feel like I'm more positive about my future. I did say those things, and I said I also feel more on top of things. But now, I don't know. It's like it keeps going up and down. And when I say going up and down, say, for instance, we're speaking tonight. Now, tomorrow I will really feel, really great and, all on top of things and just excited. And then as the week goes out, continues on, it's like loses its luster. I guess that's the way that you could say it. Like right now, I'm ready again for tonight. You know what I'm saying? So I need an upper.
So you're not looking forward to every day, is what you're saying?
I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that because I do. Because I'm like, I'm expecting something, but then I don't think I'm really getting something. But I am looking for, wondering what's going to happen today and expecting or, just thinking something's going to happen or out of the ordinary or I'm going to get some money or I'm going to do extra something constructive that day or, so I am looking forward to something, so I can't say that. But say, for instance, I started being an AMBIT consultant, energy consultant. And I was all, raring to go. I was going to get customers because, we do gas, electric, and so whatever. And I haven't asked not one person the rest of last week. Didn't ask anybody today. And I said this morning, I said, I'm going to, ask somebody, what's their rate, so I can get and give them a better rate and or whatever. But I didn't do it. I didn't ask not one person. So that's one of the things of why do I keep fizzing out, And I know that I really like
company or what he was doing, you know. And it didn't cost that much. He was doing it, so that helped also. But I, you know, it was just different ways of trying to bring in a couple extra dollars, you know.
So is it something that you love to do?
Not really.
Well, why are you trying to do something you really don't want to do?
Because it, to me, it seemed like it was easy enough, and I thought it would bring in some residual income, and it had a good bonus in the beginning. If I could just bring in like 3 people, you know, I could get a bonus real quick. I said, oh, that's great, you know, because yeah, I was just going to be a customer. And, you know, it just seemed to be pretty good. I thought I can do this. That, you know, it doesn't cost that much to, you know, to get in. And I said, I could probably get some customers. I could probably get a lot of customers. And that's about as far as it is.
Well, I can tell you from experience, when you sign up to do something like that, because someone says, oh, this is easy, you should do it, it's inexpensive. And you look at it and go, oh, yeah, that'd be so easy. And you sign up and you take all the little information. More than likely, you're not going to do it. Because it's not something you actually wanted to do. You didn't go looking for it.
No.
It wasn't on your list of, one day, this is what I want to do.
That's for sure.
This was something that your brain kicked in and said, oh, yeah, you should do this. You didn't check with your heart.
No, I didn't. I sure didn't.
Because your heart is telling me that it's really not into this.
Yeah, and I'm just like, because I already wanted to do something that I didn't have to really ask anybody, that I just want something that could sell itself. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway. So that's
how do you feel about selling things?
I'm okay because I've sold since I was a child. I started selling. I'd be a millionaire by now, all the stuff that I've been in, but in and out. So I don't mind selling, but I went, I don't mind selling, but I want something that I don't even have to push, just forms right here. Like my jewelry. I do jewelry too, but I got loads of jewelry. I haven't set up a bar. I haven't done nothing. I mean, I'll tell people that I have jewelry, you know, and all that, and then I wear jewelry, and they, oh, that's beautiful, that's pretty, you know. I say, mm, let's see, yeah, I'm doing it. So I don't know, Barbara. I don't know what's wrong with you. But if anything, jewelry, that I do love that. I do love that. And I just want to be able to put it on the website. And so, you know, people can look at it, you know. And also, I need to, like, do a little book or something. Because, you know, when I say capture people, I'm saying, you know, I'm easy to reach people. And people listen easy when I'm talking. So, I mean, I never really have a problem with that. It's just that I'm almost like, this don't feel like it anymore.
Okay. So what do you feel like?
I don't even know anymore. I think, or shall I say, I pretty much know that I think I let people, and really it's not just people, it's like really 2 people, both of them are, keep me from doing what I love. And that
is singing, and well, it was not just even the singing, but you know, the things that I wanted to do, like I was always like maybe let put down, or you know, something that like when I wanted to hear, I wouldn't have my shop down the basement. And then my husband, you know, my son's husband, because I got married as a teenager, you know, oh, whose hair are you going to do? You know, like, so, you know, it's a whole lot of people to do hair. You know, what makes you think you're going to come to me? And, you know, then I was in a couple of things, and, you know, then, you know, it was like, well, why, you know, you don't need to change. You just stay home with the, you know, with the kids, and you won't go off, and then, you're not going to, you know, you're just going to forget about us. No, what he really was, you know, you think that I'm going to forget about you, you know, but, you know, that would have been, that was my heart. It really was. It still was my heart. You know, just long around it. You just, everything's like pushed under the rug or something, you know. So, anyway, that's that. And I like to teach, so that I do enjoy ministering for that purpose. I like to teach, because that was my other thing that I wanted. That was my third on the list. With so it was sing, do hair, and teach. So that's all that I want to do, and I like, you know, when I do poetry, write some songs. I don't even hardly do that anymore. Like, I'm just lost me, who I was. And now I guess I'm just coming back to who I am. So just being somebody's wife or somebody's mom. So, that's good stuff, but. You there?
You sound like you were fading away.
Oh no, that was it. I just saying that's where it's at. That's about it.
Okay. So I can see where the angels would have difficulties with helping you with things that you've asked for if you don't really want the things that you've asked for. Because then you're putting out conflicting messages. You say one thing, but you actually feel a different way.
You say one thing, but I didn't hear it right.
But you actually feel a different way.
In regards to what I just was saying?
In regards to the things that you've listed as important, they're not really that important.
Yeah, now I don't know. It's like I don't know where I'm at right now. It's like I do and I don't.
Okay. Well, then it sounds like you should be asking them to bring you clarity about your life's purpose.
Yes, that I do. Yes, I do. That's a good way to say that. Bring me clarity. You said to my purpose or life's purpose?
Life's purpose.
Okay. Oh, you know what, Barbara? This doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about, but I need to say it.
Okay.
remember when I said I had lost my, well, not lost, because I knew it was somewhere in my Archangel Michael medallion?
Uh-huh.
Well, the other day, it might have been Thursday or Friday. I think it might have been Thursday, because I think that did, I went up. I went upstairs, and I was going to just going past in my chest of drawers. I think I was going to the bathroom for something to get something. So when I went by, I thought I had knocked over a bat fell, and like when it fell right in front of me, and it kind of startled me. And I thought, you know, because you know, you get something just comes out of the, you know, so I. So I picked up the bag and opened it up, and here was the chain with the Michael, Archangel Michael medallion. It was like, wow. And I stood there, you know, because it was almost like it was like thrown in front of me. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, bam. Because there was no bag. There. I know there wasn't any bag there. And then I said, well, I know my grandkids were here today. I said, did Mommy have her clothes? And I said, but no, she would have told me. Her mom would have told me that she had something. I said, but mm-hmm. And after I did, you know, I just stood there. And I just grabbed it and I held it. And I could say, oh, thank you, my angels, thank you, Archangel Michael. You know, so I'm just thinking. But then I go back now, and I just sit on the bed, and I think, wow. I said, it was just like it was just right here. Because I kept asking, you know, to bring it back to me. I missed it. I loved that medallion. And that was really, really, I'm just thinking about it now. It was really young. I don't even know. I don't even have a word for it. But I know angels bought me that because that bag wasn't there. And for it to just leap in front of me, boom, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing in the bag, just a little white plastic, you know, little bag, plastic bag, like a little, you know, you get from the store or something, and picked it up, because I just felt something in it, and I looked, oh my goodness. So, that was it. I'm still excited over that one, I need to tell you. So I told my granddaughter, oh, Mama, that sounds spooky. I said, the angels left, and I kept asking to please bring it to me, because I miss it, and I love it. And that's what they did. And I said, they brought it to me. So that was it. But I just had to say that after all that time. That's been a good while. That's been at least a month.
Well, they kept saying there it was going to come back when the time was right. So did it feel different? Was the energy different in it?
I don't know if the energy is different, but when I first grabbed it, it was just like, I don't know, it just felt like closer, like my heart, or it's like, and I just, I'm holding it now. Yeah, because you kept saying it's being energized or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It was somewhere. Where it was, I don't know. But, yeah, I'm glad I have it back. Oh, man. So, he said, bring me clarity to life.
Yes.
Okay. I really need that because I just I don't think I've I felt like it seems like I want to do everything, and then on the other hand, it's like I don't even know what to do.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, so. Anything else?
Well, you might want to do something creative. One of the reasons why I didn't do what I was supposed to do for this call was I was working on a vision board on the computer, like a PowerPoint slide, because that's what I was guided to do. Even though I told them that I needed to stop and go do what I was supposed to do, they wouldn't listen to me. So you might want to make up your own vision board. I sent it to all of you, so you should have it in the email. And see what you get guided to put on there. See what's important for you. And, you know, you could ask them to assist you, guide you, give you inspired actions as far as getting things moving with the jewelry. Because you obviously love jewelry. It's just the selling it and, you know, getting it into other people's hand part that's not flowing. So you could ask them for help with that, and they might, you know, find somebody that, okay, they're telling me to have you look at that. There's a website where you can hire people, and usually they charge you like $5. I don't know, you know, how far they'll go in setting up a website or exactly what you could get someone to do, but I'm being told that you might want to look at that. That's a easy and inexpensive way to get assistance so you can move forward.
Okay. Yeah, because even I like looking at this Antique Roadshow. I love that show. And I was saying, man, I said, and it kind of took me to my jewelry. And I was saying, boy, I'd really like to get some nice pieces. You know, I want to get some, not just some regular pieces, but some expensive pieces. Not, you know, because you never know who your audience is going to be. But I want to be able to, you know, to have different pieces, nice pieces that are just, you know, not that you're going to see everywhere. You know, that's my whole thing why I, you know, when I pick it, I try to pick, you know, everything that I get wholesale, I always like it's something I like. And I get some other things too that you know, like it's okay. Other people probably like it, but I want to get places from different. I mean, get jewelry from different places, different countries, you know. I do. I love it. I really do. That makes me happy. And I want to travel. I want to do something, but I really want to go by myself. But plus, I've got to get to find me to be in the travel. But anyway, so I will. I do know a couple people that can set me up on a website. Even my own cousin could do it. And I have pictures of a lot of my jewelry. I just need to be able to get it on. And I'm meeting her this week. So I
yeah, we're going to get together. We hadn't just gotten together, and I just talked to her earlier this evening. And that's what I'm going to do. So, Carol, you know, you owe me a favor. I need you to set me up for my jewelry. And I think that she would do that with pleasure. Since I'm her older favorite cousin.
Well, you know, if that way works for you, sometimes it works better if you have a stranger.
You know that's true.
Sometimes family is just not really the best way to go.
That is true. So maybe that, yeah. It would, I'm going to follow that. But I have it written down.
Okay.
Yes.
And you said you love to teach.
Yes.
Teach what?
I think more of I'm an encourager and power, and I'm always empowering somebody. I'm laughing. I need somebody to empower me. but that's what I like to do, though. You know, I'm always giving advice to people. Not really advice, but I'm giving them, you know, different ways of looking at things and helping people. Like more, I want to say counseling, but in a way it is, but I just like, so I don't have like one specific thing in teaching, but I do like to speak about, I like to speak spiritually encouraging people and helping them understand who they are, you know, in God. And you know, just it's nothing specific. I mean, I just like help.
Okay.
By talking to them and encouraging.
So have you ever considered? Have you ever considered writing a book or having a radio show?
I started a book. I used to have my own gospel radio show, but I didn't have the money to keep it up. But I had it for about, I think maybe 2 years, I think. Yeah, about 2 years. It was just like an hour. And it was just, and it was kind of like a talk show. You know, and then I would have people call in, and I'd have a subject, and, you know, I'd ask callers to call in. So I love that. I still would love to be on the radio talk. So
why aren't you?
I don't know. I guess because I don't know how to go about it now, because that was like a little station that I don't think that radio station's even around anymore. But
you can do it over the internet now.
I think there, but I have to look at that thing, Barbara, because I would love that. That's me. I'm serious. That is me.
Okay, and so ask your angels to help you to find the best venue for a radio show that's free or very low cost. And if you want to write the book, you can ask them to inspire you so that when you sit down to write the book, you'll say, okay, I'm ready. You guys give it to me. And then you type whatever flows into your mind.
Okay. Now that, Barbara, I you know, and it's something how you said it, because that's something that I've wanted to do forever too, was to have, I wanted to have a radio show where I could talk, play music, talk, play music, and have people, you know, I just, that's something that I just like to do. That's like, it's like the perfect thing for me. So, one of the things that I love to do also. And I had wanted to hopefully one day, well, see, I lost all that too. I wanted to, you know, be on the radio, if not the radio, had my own little show on TV, but I know that's very, very expensive, so that, you know, that kind of, like, went out the door. So.
Well, you know, you can do little videos and put them on YouTube. You don't actually have to get on TV to be seen.
Well, that's true, too. I don't even know how to do YouTube. And I see people on there all the time. I said, how do they do that?
They just have a camera and a microphone and they talk.
Okay, yeah, there's enough people in there talking about any and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, that's radio show. And I think I started my book. I said, and I haven't picked it up or even looked at it maybe.
And I bought all these composition books for to write my book. That's what I'm using now, composition books.
I need inspired.
Like two out one turn around and looked at me. Like she knew what I was talking about. I didn't call you up here. You didn't lay back down.
okay. So
Well, you know, for a woman who didn't know what it was she wanted to do, you really do know what it is you want to do.
Yeah, but, you know, Barbara, like, once, you know, how you have something that you really wanted to do, and then every thing got suppressed because you were going in another direction. And that, another thing that I need to do, too, what is my next spiritual journey. I did have that down. I'm pretty sure that I've had that before. So I'm waiting for that one, too. What is my next? I know I wrote it. I'm looking for it, but I need to know what I'm to do next in my life. Spiritually. But Guri and radio show. Yes, definitely. And the book. That's exactly what you write about. You need to be able to do it.
Okay, so now you've got a little clarity about you and what it is you like to do and what's important to you and the kind of next steps you can ask the angels to inspire you on or bring you whatever it is you need so that you can take them. Yeah. And we still haven't done a single thing about relationships.
Yeah, I know.
So did you have any relationship issues that you had come up with?
No, not really. Not that no, not that I'm having any problems with.
Okay. So I am getting something about relationships, and they're also telling me to look at something that I'd written before. Good Lord, there's so many pieces of paper I've written on. I don't know which one they're talking about. Oh, okay. Might be these. All right.
I have had trouble saying things to, I can almost say, former husband, but now that doesn't really matter anymore. And I think I'm always trying to keep with my daughter. That's been prominent. That's prominent. Other than that, I pretty much speak what I want to speak. Sometimes I think I speak maybe some of the but I always don't say the things sometimes that I want to say. Just to keep peace in my house. Or just because I don't want to argue or I don't want to hear anything, you know, she has to say. So I just don't do things. And sometimes it's like, you know what, you're here, you're not, you know, I shouldn't care. But I just, I don't feel like if I was you on it, and, you know, well, it's really not even me that would be even doing arguing with her. Goes off. And I'll get tired of that, and I feel so much for help with that, and I can't, you know.
Well, I get that. Okay. That I should do one thing at a time and then I actually do it and say what I'm supposed to say. That, there's too many pieces of paper on this desk. I get that the relationship stuff with you primarily is, sorry girl, I just threw something and it hit the dog and she didn't appreciate it. I said I just threw something and it hit the dog and she didn't appreciate it for some reason.
Oh. Get out, Coco.
That a lot of it has to do with your perceptions of yourself, that you diminish you.
I believe that.
It's like you do want to have this impact on the world. You want to inspire and influence people and help them to be their magnificent selves.
Yeah.
As long as you don't actually have to do it.
And that's terrible, but I do. But see, that's where I'm, you know, And I know, Barbara, I know, and this isn't like, I'm not, no ego, no brag, no nothing, but I know that I'm a very, that I'm a powerful person, and when I say that, when I do speak, people's attention are real, I mean, they're really listening to what I'm saying. Sometimes I'm saying, why don't I just do this, and why do I get so inside of me sometimes that I don't really express me? I don't know if I made that kind of clear, but...
No, I understand exactly what you were saying.
Like, I know I could do so much more if I just put myself out there. But I don't.
So what are you afraid of?
I don't know. I don't know. And it's just like, I can almost like put it, okay, I can even go like do the singing, okay? Some people know that I sing, some people don't. Okay, say I might go to a funeral, family funeral or something like that. Now, some of my family didn't even know that. So, you know, they put me in the things, you know, things. And when I sang, okay, first I'm standing there like shaking. I'm better than what I used to be, Barbara, before. I'd be shaking, but I'd be shaking so hard. I had to hold my one hand with the other hand just to keep it from moving, from shaking.
Oh, my goodness.
And I used to stand and have my eyes closed so I wouldn't look at the people staring at me. But I knew I could see, you know what I'm saying? So it's almost like the same thing. But once I get started, and people are like, oh, you know, you see the expressions on their face and they're clapping, and then oh, I'm going. I'm going, you know, I'm on the road then. But it takes that to get me, you know, to really to be who I wanna be, you know. But until that, I'm walking, my legs is almost weak, walking up the couch to get up. And then, it's the encouragement I get. And the same thing, like, with what I want to do. I just want to go out. I want to empower everybody, but I just do it like little small group, like I'm going to speak. And people come to me all the time at work. All the time. And, you know, they come to me with their problems. They, you know, come to me asking for prayer, you know. But mostly not even more than just prayer, but just with their personal problems. And, like, so I do, like, little bits and pieces, but I want to be more than that. You know what I'm saying? But I...
Yes, I do. Okay. We're going to do a little bit of infinity healing. And we're going to do these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then see how you're feeling. Okay? Okay, so we are now activating the infinity healing energy. If you are willing to accept it, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you have courage enough to move through all of your fears? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you make each of your actions a complete success? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you respect and nurture your gifts with love and gratitude? If so, say yes. And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that every day, in every way, love lifts you higher in life as you go deeper into love? If so, say yes. And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you want for everyone what you want for yourself? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are tapped into the mind of God and you receive your wisdom directly from God? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay. How do you feel?
That last one, I couldn't hardly take my breath because I got a deep, I can't describe it because it's something that I get when I get a deep spiritual from the Lord. It like, I took my breath away.
Good.
Oh, like I really felt it. And that's when I really felt it. Oh, that was powerful. That was powerful.
Yay! I just love that power.
When I get that feeling, like, I know that's deep from God, you know, because that's the only time when that happens, even sometime I might even say something, and I'll get that really powerful, it's like something grabs me, my whole body, and
Well, good. I guess we're on the right track. Well, let's keep going then. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you know that other people only see your imperfections? If so, say yes. And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you can't love and accept yourself until you are perfect? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you've never been perfect, so you have never been loved? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you want to do great things in life, you just don't want anybody to see you when you do them? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you have so much information, wisdom, and knowledge to share with the world, and you are terribly afraid that they'll actually listen? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you have to put the things that you desire out of your reach, because if you could actually achieve them, you would no longer be safe? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that you have to have anxiety around getting things done, because if you get things done, then things will change, and if things change, you don't know what they'll become, so you can't actually get anything done? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that it's not safe for you to be yourself around the people that you care about, that you can't really be free to speak your mind, because obviously you have to represent ministers all over the world, and people are going to judge every minister according to what you say, so you have to make sure it's right before you say it? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how did those feel?
Yes, and yes, and yes, and yes, and yes. It's like, oh, set me free. Set me free. Just my hands up. That's how I'm on this counter. I just got my hands just up and just yes.
Oh,
freedom. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
You know, you put a lot of pressure on yourself, just in case you hadn't noticed.
I probably do. I think I do. Yeah. I think I've been holding myself in too many years. And, just holding back and holding in. And it's really not me. You know what I'm saying? It's not me, you know. So, but at my age, you know what? This time is
Oh my gosh, you're going to bring up age? That has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, but I mean, in the fact that it's long enough now. It's long enough. In that respect, it's been long enough. And I've been everybody for every spot.
Yeah.
For my body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and I haven't heard tell her, you know, other people that. You know, you have to tell, you know, you have to see yourself. You see, all you have been is this person's wife. You don't even know who you are. And look, I'm telling them, I'm saying to myself, that's who the heck I was. But I can definitely dish it out. I can tell somebody else something in a minute.
Oh.
And oh, they're believing every word I say. Oh man. Yeah. Thank you, brother, for that. I'm hard on myself. I am. Like, I don't want to laugh at certain things when other people are around. But if I was by myself, I'd be rolling.
Oh.
I see my person laugh at that. Oh, man.
Okay. Well, it seems that we're making progress, so let's keep going. Okay, would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that everything is naturally created for you to enrich your mind, body, and soul? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are meant to be rich so that you can make the most of yourself? If so, say yes.
Yes, I do.
Three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that God expresses through you, and you accept riches, abundance, love, whatever gifts God gives, for the benefit of God and for you, and that no one ever, ever suffers so that you can have money? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are forever grateful for the good in everything? And say yes. And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you receive and share inspiration in all that you do? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you create what you desire? It is yours. You deserve it. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Ah. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that God is on your side and creates your desires with you? The stronger your focus, trust, and purpose, the faster your creations become reality. If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that each day you do all that can be done? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that every day is a success as you always follow your inspiration? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you follow your guidance so that you create and use your tools in just the right way? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you have unwavering faith and trust in love? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you bring the increase of life to all others? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that your subconscious mind is fertile and ready to accept the truths of God? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are a child of God and you are open to receive all that God has for you? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you only use words that express your desires and that the words are spoken by a successful, rich person, which is who you are? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are connected with God and you are guided to your divine destiny in every moment? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that truth is that you are full of love, trust, faith, confidence, poise, and wisdom? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that all doors are open for your highest good? If so, say yes.
Yes.
3 nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that your life is magical and filled with miracles? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
3 nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that God supports you in the way that benefits you the most? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And 3 nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you trust the order of God? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And 3 nice deep breaths. Okay, so how do you feel?
Love. Before I felt excited and just free, and now I just feel like love and peace.
Well, that's a nice thing to feel.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I just want to thank God. I just want to thank God. You mentioned one of the truths you mentioned about my not feeling love is something similar to that, I think.
I said what?
It had to do something about me feeling love or not feeling love or something in that area.
About you having to be, having never been perfect, so you've never been loved?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, I felt something when you said that. But it wasn't, it was like a sad feeling. Maybe I really did feel that and didn't know that I felt it, or didn't. But it's like, yeah. I think I did feel that. But what I wondered, I wrote something down about, you said something about the world listening. How did you say that? I just wrote those two words. That's the way it was coming back to my mind, so I could probably remember to ask you.
So what were the two words again?
World listening.
I'm not bringing anything into my head.
And it was about, like, me speaking. Well, when I listen to it, I'll about the world listening. Or was I afraid that the world would listen? I spoke that maybe, I don't know. I can't remember what it was.
And it had something to do with the world?
Yes, about the world listening to me. That the world would listen or.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Hold on.
That was like a little bit early.
That was well, actually, that was something that wasn't written down, and I just said it. I think it was about you expressing your wisdom and knowledge and putting it out there for the world, but you didn't actually want the world to hear you.
Yes, that they actually might listen or something like that.
Yes.
But I would believe it,
But that goes along with your knowing that you are this incredible, great, magnificent being, but not wanting to know it.
Yeah.
And you want to teach everybody else how wonderful they are, but you don't want to accept how wonderful you are.
That's it.
Sounds like a double standard to me. You know, just my interpretation, though.
Yes, I don't want to. I definitely want to get away from that. I really, really do. So I'm believing that I win.
So let's see how they want me to word something about that little double standard of yours. So would you like an infinity healing for accepting and releasing the false belief that it's okay for you to motivate and to assist others in living their greatness, but it's not safe for you to be great? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are great, you are magnificent, you are wonderful, you are a bright and blazing light for the whole world to see, that you are created by God to be an outstanding example of what is possible for everyone in this whole world? If so, say yes. And three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that your voice is meant to be heard? If so, say yes. And take three nice deep breaths. So what's your favorite song?
I got a few favorite songs.
What's the first one that popped into your head?
I only have eyes for you.
Okay, sing it for me.
Okay. My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't feel one but you. that enough?
No.
Oh. Out of sight, out tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you.
You got more?
That's my all-time favorite song. I think because I'm just a romantic. I thought of that was my mom's favorite song, too.
Oh, really?
I said, Mom. I said, wow. She said, oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And that's an old, I mean, that song was out when I was a kid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song.
Well, you do have a beautiful voice.
No, that was a good example. That was a good example. But I guess it was on the spot.
It was just to see if you'd actually sing, you know.
Oh, man. But, yeah, that was one of my things.
Okay. So how do you feel?
I feel good. I feel like I want to go forth and really put more effort into what I really want to do because I haven't done it. And for me to always encourage everyone else and tell everyone else that it's going to be, you know, okay and God is with you and God gave you all this and gave you this and, you know, you've got to have faith and trust and even though I have all that, but I need me to encourage myself. You know, I'm always motivating someone else. But I don't do enough motivating my own self. So I do feel encouraged to move forward. And I want to be more encouraged. So I'm going to. And when I'm talking to my angelic staff, and I'm just speaking like I'm speaking to you. I don't know, I just keep thinking that I'm not saying the right thing, but doing them in the right way for them to know. You know, I got my medallion back. the rest of the, you know, the things that I put down.
One thing that, I think I actually tried this for a little while, but I don't usually follow through with things that I've tried because I'm always moving forward. But anyway, you might want to have a list. Take a piece of paper, divide it in half. You put one side things you need to do, and on the other side put things for my angelic teams. And do this every day, you know, a daily list of what it is that you want to accomplish and what it is you want them to take care of, and you do your inspired stuff and they do their stuff.
Okay. So a list for me and a list for them.
Yeah. Okay. And then the next day you pull out the list and look at it and see how many things you got to check off and how many things you noticed that they did. And you might want to make the list that you have for you and the one for them more little steps instead of, you know, huge things that you want to happen in your life. Break the huge things down into tiny little steps. Give them tiny little steps. Give yourself tiny little steps. It's easier to see when the tiny little steps are done, because it takes a lot of tiny little steps to do the huge thing. So sometimes we don't notice the things that are happening because we've only got the huge thing on our list, and you won't notice the huge thing is done until it's done. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So I'm being shown this image, and I guess this is about your jewelry. And actually, I have one of these bags that they're showing me an image of. It's a bag that one side has little clear plastic pockets. And then the bag itself, I think it's either silver or gold, something that really stands out. And I'm seeing you carrying the bag, and you're having pieces of jewelry in those little plastic pockets, so that people will notice it as you're walking, and if they start a conversation and they ask about it and it's a piece you're willing to sell, you can ask them if they want to buy it, and you can just sell it right then.
Now that's interesting. A clear bag, you said a bag with pockets.
It's about the size of a tote bag. It's bigger than just a regular purse. And it has, I want to say it has three rows, probably 12 little pockets on it. And you can just put pretty little things in the pockets. You know, you might need to hang necklaces or earrings on contrasting material, cardboard, whatever, so that it stays up and it's not just, you know, laying down in the groove.
Right, yeah, that's the head.
And then you can just have your own little display case that you carry everywhere.
Wow. That's awesome. Because I mean, that is great. And all of my, pretty much all my jewelry is like necklace and earring set. And then I have just like regular, like little everyday earrings, like the wooden and then the same with the bracelets. You know, that's inexpensive things that people just buy, like nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That sounds good.
I have no idea where you find one of these bags, but I'm sure they're out there. The one I have, I got at a thrift store. So it cost me 50 cents.
Wow.
Real high dollar bag. And see, I don't even sell anything, so I'm not really sure why I got it, except that it inspired me to tell you about it now. So that may have been its only purpose.
That's a great idea. It really is. I wonder if I can just Google or put, you know, something. I don't even know how to describe it.
I'm not sure how you do that either. Okay, well, now that I've inspired you, let's close this out so then you can go Google or whatever. So I'm going to ask you these questions to finalize this session. Are you willing to allow God to deepen these infinity healings and take them to their infinite next levels and share them with all of our relatives, siblings, children, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, inner child, parents, ancestors, spouses, significant others, in all lives, in all spaces, times, and dimensions? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And are you willing to allow God to include in this infinity healing more than we know to ask for, so that we can experience infinitely greater than we ever expected, knowing that it will be whatever is for our highest good? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And are you willing to have all of these infinity healings to be placed on autopilot with infinite ease and grace so that this energy will continue to run until all core issues are transformed and replaced with whatever is for your highest good? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And are you willing to just let everything go and allow God to do God's work? And trust that you will receive and easily follow inspired actions. If so, say yes.
Yes.
Nice deep breath. And now we finish the session with gratitude, and we say to God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. Did you feel that this was a good use of our time together?
Definitely opened up my eyes more. It got me thinking, and it has me wanting to do something. Do more than what I've been doing, you know.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, but you know something, though, Barbara? I think, what? You know, a lot of times when I think that job just like wears me out. And sometimes I just feel so tired when I come home. It's, you know, because people are asking me all day just questions, and then people are calling because I'm a supervisor over like an information center for our for a liquor control board, and that's the Commonwealth, Pennsylvania, and I'm like, I want to do so much, but sometimes in the evening, and then I have, like, different meetings stuff that I go to, like, different volunteer, whatever stuff I'm always involved in a bunch of stuff. But sometimes I'm just so tired, and, like, the last few weeks have been so exhausted. Like, by the time Friday comes, I've, like, had it, and I know I have to just stop doing some of the things I'm doing because other than the job, I'm just, like, wearing myself out, whereas what I really feel like doing, I really want to do, I'm just too so tired almost to do it, you know, and I want to do it. Like, I want to do, finish planting my flowers out front, and I got them in the same, I put them, when I bought them, I put them, and I bought pots, three pots, I still set them in the pots, I never put dirt in the pots, I just put the pots inside. I'm gonna take them out. I'm gonna put those in the, you know. But every day I come home from work, I look at it and I said, "I'm gonna see if I can." I thought I was gonna do it today, but I didn't do it today. I did a couple other things, but I didn't do that. And I love to
garden. I love putting my hands in the dirt. I love doing all that. I love that. It's like refreshing to me, you know. But it's just like I'm so tired. And it's like it's a job. I think if they would stop asking me questions all day long, it would. I think that would help. Like if I would just say, like, I don't have time, you know, look in your procedures, find it in the, you know, procedures, you know, if they're saving to ask me later, whatever. They call, just tell them you'll call them back. But I'm interrupted, I can't hardly have to get my, cause, you know, and it's, some of the questions don't even, you know, I do have new people, but some of the older, but one of the older ones is the one that keeps asking all the questions all the time. And it's like,
well, it sounds like you need to ask your angelic team to help them find their own answers, you know, or figure out a better way that's actually going to allow you to do your work and not need to be a savior to everyone else.
Yeah, because it's at work, when I come home, when I go, you know, it's like wherever I go. But at work, that definitely was like putting me a break. Sorry.
Well, that's a duty you can give your team, you know. You may have to phrase it several different ways to get the right phrasing. But they should be able to help with that, to help other people.
A way to work with my team.
Maybe they just need to remove you from other people's minds so they don't think of you when they're looking for answers.
Yes. And see, I had put it, you know, I had, you know, stopped and said, did you look at your procedures? You know, and that was going along pretty good there for a minute. As soon as he got, as soon as Miss Thompson, I know, look at my procedures, right? You know, but now I seem like I can start it back up again, you know. And I'm saying, you know, you're a tech too. You should really know that answer. You know, if you don't know it, then you need to look it up. That's what I needed. I need to be more firm. But, you know, because you're asking me questions. You shouldn't even be asking me. So I need to be, you know, more firm and, you know, but I'm just always so nice. And I think that's maybe taking my kindness for whatever. So, but I, you know, so they will not. Okay. And thank you for that, with that bag, with the pockets, because somebody's always saying something, and I always get a lot of attention from something, even the clothes I wear, the shoes I wear. So if I have a bag with some jewelry, and they can buy it, that would be great. And I'm also going to, I did have a person that helped me make a shirt with Jocelyn's Gems. That's the name of my company, you know. I went by British Jocelyn's Gems. And, I got cards with Jocelyn's Gems. She made a t-shirt because I, like, was doing some, shows, like vendor, like having a vendor table and stuff like that. But she charges so much. That's why I didn't ask this one lady who does this. You know, she will do a website. She will even make books. You know, she made my t-shirt, but I said, I got to make money in order for her to do, you know what I'm saying, for her to help me.
Yeah.
She's good at what she does, so maybe I just have to sacrifice. Maybe it'll be worth it in the long run. At least it'll be up, and I can have a book to show around, because everybody's always saying, you got a book? You know, let me look at the book. Oh, that's nice. Let me get that.
And then I have cards with the website isn't even up. So my God, I keep saying, keep checking. It's on the website. For quite some time that it's been under control.
So I need to get it moving. I got to get it moving. So thank you, Papa. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I am just so happy.
Yes, me too. I'm happy too. So what are we, you said the last class was July 13th? Or was this the last?
The last class for this is next week, and then the next week after that is the last class for the money.
Okay. So what's the next week?
Health. We're going to talk about how to be healthy.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And that's another thing, too. Well, I guess I'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
I'm done for the night.
Okay.
That is something that always loved to was I used to sell a lot of health products, anything for health this and health that. I thought I was going to be an exercise teacher at one time or an instructor, and so I'm into health. but you know what though, Barbara, and I'm going to let you go on this one, since we have been doing our session since that, I have really come into a more back to where I used to be, more health. I, you know, started back to exercising, watching more what I eat. I'm not picking up a bunch of junk upstairs at night, you know, like that was my company, you know, for the night. I was doing quite a bit of that, and I really have not been doing it, and I can see myself taking a little better shape, so I just need to say that.
Well, good. See, you're already making progress.
Mm-hmm. I really am. I am.
Well, wonderful.
Thank you again, my beloved Barbara. You're a godsend, and I so do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, good. Okay, well, now you can go find your bag. I have no idea where you'll find it, but hey, ask your angels.
I'm going to find something. Okay, I will do that. All righty. Peace and blessings.
The same to you, dear.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.